Aircraft takeoff thrust reduction. Pilots deliberately reduce thrust seconds after lifting off the runway as part of a carefully planned process. This reduction in power, although seemingly unsettling for nervous passengers, is actually one of the most controlled parts of an aircraft departure. By following highly standardized procedures, pilots minimize engine wear, reduce airport noise, and improve efficiency while preserving safety margins. The modern jet engine is incredibly powerful, but it's not always necessary to use maximum takeoff power in normal operations. In fact, many commercial flights depart using reduced thrust settings due to the financial benefits of extending engine service life. Airlines favor this approach because operating engines at lower temperatures and stress levels significantly reduces wear over time. Aircraft like the Boeing 777, Airbus A350, or Boeing 787 may have engines capable of producing far more thrust than is necessary for a lightly loaded departure from a long runway at sea level. By reducing available thrust before the takeoff roll even begins, pilots can lower engine temperatures and stress levels, which extends their service life and carries enormous financial benefits. Reduced thrust departures produce less noise and lower fuel consumption during the initial stages of flight. Although the fuel savings on an individual departure may appear modest, the cumulative effect across thousands of annual flights becomes substantial for global airlines operating around the clock. Pilots use two primary methods to reduce engine thrust during takeoff: derated takeoff and assumed temperature or flex temperature calculation. A derated takeoff involves selecting a lower thrust setting, while the second method uses an assumed temperature calculation to determine the optimal thrust setting. The choice of reduced thrust method depends on various factors such as aircraft type, weather conditions, and runway length. Pilots must carefully consider these factors to ensure safe and efficient flight operations. Aerodynamic benefits also play a crucial role in reducing thrust during takeoff. By optimizing engine power and airspeed, pilots can minimize drag and reduce the energy required for liftoff. The use of reduced thrust takeoff procedures has become an essential part of modern aircraft operation. By following standardized procedures and using advanced technology, pilots can ensure safe and efficient flight operations while minimizing environmental impact. As the aviation industry continues to evolve, the importance of reducing thrust during takeoff will only continue to grow. With the increasing focus on sustainability and efficiency, airlines and manufacturers are exploring new ways to minimize engine wear and reduce noise pollution. By understanding the complexities of reduced thrust takeoff procedures, passengers can appreciate the meticulous planning and expertise that goes into ensuring their safety and comfort during flight.